realizing the Creator's rule. How can a person rise to the spiritual level of the complete eradication of all self-interest and concern for himself? How can the aspiration to devote himself become the only goal in his life, so much so that without attaining this goal, the person feels as if he were dead? Rising to this level takes place gradually and is processed in the form of feedback. The more efforts a person makes in the quest for a spiritual path, both in studying and in emulating spiritual objects, the more convinced he becomes of his utter inability to achieve this goal by himself. The more the person studies the texts that are important for his spiritual development, the more confusing and disorganized the material appears to him, the harder he tries to treat his instructors and his peers better. If he is indeed advancing spiritually, the clearer it becomes that all his actions are dictated by egoism. Such results follow the principle, force him until he says, I do. A person can rid himself of egoism only if he grasps that egoism causes death by holding him back from realizing true eternal life filled with delight. Developing a hatred toward egoism will eventually lead to the liberation of the self from egoism. The most important aspiration is the desire to give himself fully to the Creator by realizing the Creator's greatness. Giving himself to the Creator means to separate from his I. At this point, an individual should decide what is a more worthy goal to attain, transient values or eternal ones. Nothing that we have created remains forever. All is transient. Only spiritual structures such as altruistic thoughts, acts, and feelings are eternal. Therefore, by striving to emulate the Creator in his thoughts, desires, and efforts, a person is in fact building the edifice of his own eternity. However, dedicating yourself to the Creator is only possible if you realize the Creator's greatness. It is the same in our world. If we consider someone great, we will be glad to be of service to that person. Moreover, we may even feel that it is really the other person who has done us a favor by accepting something from us rather than the other way around. By accepting the favor, the other person seems to have given to us rather than to have taken from us. This example demonstrates that an inner goal of an action can alter the external form of a mechanical act, giving or taking to its opposite. Therefore, the greater the praise of the Creator in his eyes, the more readily he will give all of his thoughts, desires, and efforts to the Creator, while feeling that in fact he is getting something from rather than giving something to the Creator. He will feel that he is being given an opportunity to render a service, an opportunity that is only bestowed on a few worthy ones in each generation.